next to the tragic death of Galway camogie player Kate Moran, who died following an incident during a senior league game in the county on Monday. Our GA correspondent is in Kate's hometown of Athenry at this lunchtime. Marty, I'm sure just everybody in shock at this, at what happened.
Brian, I've been here for a little while, but already there's an eerie silence. I spoke to Father Benny McHale, the parish priest, on my way down, and he said there's a veil of grief and mourning and heartbreak over Athenry that is indescribable. And I think his words resonate. Mary Rohan, the chairperson of Galway Camogie, described it as a most beautiful girl with a great smile and a huge talent. And all I see around here in Athenry are people nodding their heads in silence and probably knowing why we're here as well.
Marty, and I'm just going to ask you, Marty, to hold the microphone a bit closer to you if you can. We've a bit of background noise there.
I will. Okay, no problem. We're here on the side of the road, so that might be a problem. I'll do it a little bit up closer. I'm joined, Brian, by two legends of Galway hurling and indeed camogie. That's Joe Rabbit and PJ Malloy. Thank you both, lads, very much for joining me. Because PJ, if I start with you, can you put into words the feeling that's around Athenry here today?
Absolute devastation. Our hearts are broken. Talk about the night camogie died. And she was such a wonderful, beautiful girl.
Marty, I don't know if you can still hear me. We're getting a fair bit of just background noise there. We'll see if we can sort that out and come back to you. But just for the moment, we'll leave you there in Athenry. Now we're going back to Marty Morrissey, who is in Athenry this lunchtime for us with reaction there. The really stunned reaction, I think you were saying, Marty, to the death of Kate Moran.
Since I arrived, Brian, I can describe the atmosphere as just an eerie silence. I think everybody is heartbroken. As I said earlier, you might have heard of Father. I was talking to Father Benny McHale, the parish priest, about this morning. He described it as a veil of heartbreak and mourning and grief over Athenry that is indescribable. And Mary Mohan, the chairperson of Athenry Camogie Club, described Kate as the most beautiful girl, with a gorgeous smile and had a huge amount of talent. I'm joined here in the camogie field, in the presentation field, with two greats of Galway, hurling and indeed camogie, Joe Rabbit and PJ Malloy. First of all, I want to thank you both for doing this with us here on News and One. PJ, can you describe what it's like here in Athenry, being a local man?
Oh, we're all devastated, Matty. Absolutely devastated. Kate was such a beautiful young girl, you know, and a wonderful talent. And I suppose our future was going to be bright in camogie, and she had a great interest in the game. And very, very seldom would you have to ring Kate and say, why wouldn't you train it? Kate would always be there, you know. And we're just heartbroken, Nancy. It's as simple as that. We're just devastated.
It's hard to put into words, because on Monday week, I know she was going to be celebrating her 21st birthday, and camogie and the family, the Morans are much loved here because they're steeped in the GA and in the camogie.
Well, going back to Kate's grandfather, Georgie, you know. Georgie was a great player back in the 60s and the 50s. And then his family came along, actually. We had Conal and Donal. And they were on the Athenry team that won 3 All-Ireland club titles, you know, and numerous county titles as well, you know. And they were fabulous hurlers, fabulous talents, blessed with skill. And Kate had the same. Wonderful, wonderful hands.
I'm also joined by Joe Rabbit. Thank you, PJ. Stay with us, PJ. Joe Rabbit, who also happened to be her camogie manager. So, Joe, I know this is very hard for you to do, so again, I thank you most sincerely. But describe Kate for me. What was she like as a camogie player, as a person? Because I get this great love, indeed, for the family, for Conal and Mary, her parents, her brother Paddy, her sisters Leah and Saoirse.
I suppose, look, not many people, that, you know, every time you see them, she'd have a beautiful smile, and every time you see her, you'd want to give her a hug. She was the most loving kid, I suppose, that you could see. And she was a great friend to all the girls as well that played camogie. I'd have two daughters myself playing with her, which, you know, I haven't heard anything nasty about Kate. She was just a wonderful, wonderful kid.
And indeed, very talented, great camogie player. But her Carl Regard, of course, won All-Ireland Club medals with you.
Yeah, look, we'd be outside of the camogie, we'd be very close to the Morden family, because my dad hurled with Georgie and I hurled with Cahill, and here we had Kate hurling with my daughter. So, like, it was a kind of, I suppose, a tradition that was handed down along, and we were really looking forward to the future with Kate, because, look, she won her two All-Ireland under-16 medals there a couple of years ago. She played minor, and she was just starting to develop into a fine, fine camogie player. And as I say, look, there's a part of Athenry Camogie has died last Monday evening. We're devastated. It's going to be a very, very hard road for us all to travel for the next couple of months.
And I know that the local people have organised a candlelight vigil tonight in Kinney Park in the main GA fields from 9 to 11. And from what I've seen already, there'll be an outpouring of love.
Yeah, look at... this is something, I suppose, that, look, I'm 40 years in the game looking at it, and I never saw anything like this. So, like, it's just a complete freak, an accident. So when things like that happen, I suppose, people feel so sorry. And what can we say? You know, when you just think of the Morden family, and also I'd like to think of the Brennan family. Kate was going out with TJ Brennan, who's another one of the Galway stars of the future. And, like... you know, it's just something heartbreak for them all, you know.
I know both of you rather well, and PJ, I know that there's always a smile when I meet you, but today I can feel you have a heavy heart. This is really devastating for the family, obviously, but devastating for Athenry and for the camogie world.
Heartbroken, actually, that's the only way you can describe it, you know. So I'll be 70 years in 2 weeks' time, you know, and I've been around GAA, hurling and camogie over the last, I suppose, 50 years or more, you know, and I've never seen anything like what happened in Nadrahan on Sunday evening, you know, and the fear that gripped people, you know, and, you know, how hard the people worked on her to keep her going, you know, Aoife Linsky and Gerry Connolly, you know, and I want to thank the young girlie that was staying in goal, the young Higgins girlie, a bit of malice or intent in it.
Thank you, PJ, for joining us this day, and we head back to the studio.
Thank you indeed for that, Marty. Such a terrible, terrible tragedy, and our thoughts on this programme are with the Moran family at this time.